Hello and welcome to episode 9 of This Is Life Turned Up. I'm so glad you guys are here. So today is going to be a quick one, but I want to come on and talk about what happens when you're not feeling good enough. Now, the reason why this comes up is because I was at a book club the other night, and we, FYI, never really talk about the book. Maybe we talk about it for like 3 minutes. This past book club, we ended up talking about this notion of not feeling good enough. And it came from one of my friends talking about how, I don't remember exactly how it started, but she was stressed out about work. And she was talking about how she feels like she's a C minus at everything. And all the other people, moms in the group, chimed in and started talking about how she's so right, how nobody feels like they are actually good enough at anything. And so, of course, me being the life coach that I am, start listening, right? I'm just listening to everything. I'm not saying anything. I'm trying to gather as much information as I can to write content, to make podcasts, to then help as many people as I can who are also feeling like this. Because, I mean, and I, by the way, I ended up chiming in plenty because I do feel like this too. We all feel like this. So I want to talk about things that we could do like today, right now, where we could start feeling good enough. Now, I will have a huge caveat by saying it's not easy, okay? Like, I just want to be that one to say the stuff that you see people, like the highlight reels on Facebook and social media and Instagram, yes, it might be real for a hot second for somebody, but it's not their life. Okay, that said, I had to get that out of the way because that's something that really comes up a lot. But I want to go back for a second. We are, as moms, as working moms, as entrepreneur moms, as stay-at-home moms, I don't care what kind of mom you are stretched thin. Period. You're stretched thin. We all are. It is crazy. And so what we need to do is figure out ways and tools and techniques where we could actually tap into how we're feeling, switch that shit around, and we have to feel better about ourselves. We do not need to be okay living in the C-minus world. Granted, we're not always going to be in the A world. We're not going to get straight A's across the board. That's just not possible. But I want to bump us up, you guys, to a B. I want to take us from a C minus to a B. Ideally an A, but I don't know how realistic that is. So what we could do. Yes, I just clapped because I'm excited. All right. One thing. This always sucks, but I want you to explore your feelings. When you have that thought or feeling that you're not good enough, what are the feelings that come in, right? What are those feelings? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling scared, anxious, insecure, jealous, right? Like these are all things that we feel. But the problem is when we start feeling this, we don't always explore them. I know. Let that sit for a second. We don't always explore them because we don't want to, because it doesn't feel good. But I challenge you to become a little aware and acknowledge and sit with these emotions, right? So when you're feeling these things, sit with it for a second. Identify what that feeling is. It could be one, it could be all of them. It could be scared, anxious, insecure. It could be overwhelmed, sad. It could be one, it could be all of them. Doesn't matter. I want you to really feel into it. And then I want you to explore that inner voice that we have. So I want you to kind of get to know that part of you that tells you you're not good enough, right? There's a part of you. There's a cassette tape. I know I'm aging myself, but there's a cassette tape that's playing in our head constantly. And this cassette tape was created back when we created mixtapes when we were kids, if you're my age. And if you don't know what a mixtape is, Google it. You know what a mixtape is. So I want you to get to know that part of you that tells you you're not good enough. Get to know that voice on the mixtape, right? And ask it a question. I know, again, I'm getting all like woo-woo on you for a second, but I want you to ask that part of you what it's afraid of. I know. Sit with it. Ask that part of you, that voice on the mixtape, or on that tape that's playing that tells you you're not good enough, what is it afraid of? What does it need? What does it want? Like, what's it want? Is it looking for acceptance? Is it looking for freedom? I mean, a lot of the times we as moms feel like we're handcuffed a lot. We feel like we need to, and we do, need to be in 100 places at every minute of the day. We have to be doing something. We need to be doing the dishes. We need to clean, I don't need to go into this, but we really need to sit with this voice and ask it what it wants. What does it long for? What does it need? Right? So really, and a lot of this, when I do this with myself, and I'm just going to be completely honest, I want appreciation. This voice inside of me, when I go there, and again, I have to allow myself to go inwards and explore that critic or that voice on the tape. I keep saying mixtape, but you know what I mean? It's the tape, right? What is it that voice needs? For me, sometimes it's appreciation. Sometimes it's freedom. When I feel like I need freedom, I go out and I call a girlfriend and say, let's go out for drinks tomorrow. Assuming my husband's in town, right? Doesn't matter. Ask that voice what it needs, what it longs for. It could just be for a sense of purpose. It could be a sense of, like, there's a lacking of not feeling whole anymore, not feeling like we used to feel, right? So explore this part of us, right? And then again, I'm going to keep going on my woo-woo life coach background, because I want you to actually take a breath or two and into what you need. So once you identify like what that part of you is feeling, when you're not feeling good enough, when you're feeling like a C-minus player, I want you just to breathe and accept it, right? Okay. So what do you do after you accept it? So let's say the need is like you want to belong, okay? I don't know. I'm just telling you, like, I'm pulling out some random stuff. You want to belong. So I want you to focus on what it feels like when your need for belonging is met. I want you to think about and feel into what it feels like once you belong. So I want you to think about a time when you did feel like you belonged, right? Like, what is that thing? And it doesn't have to be belonging. You know what I mean, right? Feel into that need, that desire, and train your brain to kind of do the association game. Go to that place where you felt like you belonged, where you felt like that thing that you needed, right? And then after that, I want you to find ways to meet that desire, that need, that want, right? There's something that's happening in us when we don't feel good enough. And that thing is here to teach you something, to be a beacon for you, to, we need to be so aware of these things so we know what that thing is, so we can get that for ourselves. Because clearly when we don't feel like we're good enough, something's lacking, right? I'm simplifying this, but obviously there's a lot to this. But that feeling when you say you're not good enough is letting you know that there's certain things that are important to you that you don't have. Get curious about those. Identify those. Focus your energy on those things, right? And that way you'll get your needs met. That way you'll get your desires met. That way you'll start feeling like you are good enough, right? So I gave you a lot right now, but there is a lot to this feeling of being the C-minus and feeling not good enough. I could talk about the not good enough in a corporate setting too. And if you want that, I will make a podcast on that. But for now, I want you to really be self-aware, because the feeling for me, and I'm sure for you too, that feeling of not being good enough is painful. It sucks. It does not feel good, but it's not permanent, right? Get curious, explore, focus. Focus and do take action steps towards that thing that you don't have. And if you feel full all the time, again, which is very difficult, but when you could feel full, then when you see the Instagram post of, the girl with the six-pack abs in Bali with her Brazilian boyfriend, you're not going to start feeling, anxious and like those feelings that come up, jealous, right? Because you have everything you need already. And then when they do come up, you say, okay, wait, what's going on right now? I need to get curious about this right now. And then for me, when I get curious, it could say my voice says, oh, wait a second. I want to be on the beach right now. I want to be that. I want to do that. I might not need the Brazilian boyfriend. I have a good man. But right, like I have to get curious and I need to figure it out. So that's what I invite you to do. You know, explore your feelings, explore that voice, feel into what's missing, find ways to meet your needs. You know, go have fun. Life is short. Life is meant to be lived. Life is not meant to sit around feeling shitty about ourselves and feeling like we're a C minus all the time. Life is about being turned up. Hence the name of this podcast, right? It's about that. It's about lifting ourselves up. And it all comes from self-awareness and action. So that's it for today, you guys. I hope you like it. Share with your friends if this resonated at all with you. And send me an email, andywickmancoaching@gmail.com. And I will be back next week. All right, guys. I hope all is well. Bye.